stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, we finally got that one right.
Awesome.
I mean, he pronounced your name every possible way. So I finally had to call him and tell him.
Aw. It's all good.
But that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody. And let's see, I forgot. Today's date is February 1st.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah, new month.
Crazy. Yeah. Month has flown by. Rent is due.
And a lot is happening in February, we mentioned before.
So much
before the show.
Yeah, we've got let's see. This weekend we've got Super Bowl,
right?
And then the next weekend you have the Grammys, and then the next weekend there's like NBA All Stars, and then after that is the Oscars, and then
really? So they moved the Oscars to February, right?
Yeah.
It used to be in March.
Yeah. Well, no, it used to be
in April.
No, it's always been in February, but it was always actually it was like the end of. It's always been in February, but I think it's been moved a week or something, I feel like. Because I think last year, wasn't it right after Super Bowl? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't remember.
Yeah,
but,
I think you're wrong.
But fine. Okay, fine. I'm just going to shut up.
I mean, you know, I don't know. That's what I remember.
You.
What can I tell you, you know?
My mom came 1 year for it. I thought it was like the end of January. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever get invited?
I go to all the, for example, the actual Oscars, you can't just get them. You have to be nominated or literally be invited to go. And you have to be on the board, a working Academy member.
Right.
Even if you won like last year or a couple years ago, doesn't mean you're invited this year.
Really?
It's very particular. You can't just buy tickets at all. It's very strict. So the ones that, you know, have won before aren't invited to go, usually they all get invited to this event by Norby Walters, which we should probably have him come in here. It'd be really cool to have talked to him. He throws an event every year called Night of 100 Stars. And really, it's like 200 stars plus their guests. And it's all the stars that didn't go to the Oscars, didn't get the official invite, but they've maybe won a couple years ago or whatever. But so you go, and it's a huge gala, and we watch the awards there, and you have a dinner, and it's just, it's amazing. And,
yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
Huge red carpet. I mean, I'm talking like hundreds of media are there. It's really cool. It's very fascinating.
Really? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's at Beverly Hills Hotel every year. And I've gone the past, I don't know, 5 years or whatever that he's had it. So 4 years, whatever it's been.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been great. And so I'm invited to go to that.
Yeah.
So I'll be
there. Damn, you're so friggin' connected.
I've been here for 10 years.
Like I've been here 35. I'm not connected like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's good because you're putting yourself out there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you go out, you meet people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you work in different places and stuff, so you get to meet people.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it, too, I think I just got lucky. Like I said, when I first moved here, you know, Val Kilmer moved me here. So I kind of was in the scene right away. I kind of knew everyone right away. You know,
that's true.
All my friends were his friends. A lot of them still are. Even Dawn, who called in the other day.
Right.
You know, she's amazing. I met her through him, and we're still friends. And it's just like, it's like a circle kind of. And I just got in right away. And then, you know, then I wound up having my own TV series and
right.
such. So having my own shows and all that, you just kind of stay in the circle. And
yeah, you should write a book about how to get started in Hollywood.
Well, I am writing a book, actually.
Really?
But it's a little dirty, so yeah.
Is it fiction or nonfiction?
It's fiction.
Fiction.
Wait, which one's true?
Nonfiction.
Nonfiction. I get confused in that, and I'm not a dumb blonde. I just have moments. Like I never knew. Which, I just say true. It's a true story. It is a true tales of kind of what happened to me, and I don't know. I might change the names a little bit. So
So it is fiction, but it's based on your life?
No, it's nonfiction.
It's nonfiction,
but
okay.
I'm debating on how to do this because I don't want to. I want to protect some people, obviously. And,
right.
Yeah. I mean, I am going to protect people, so I yeah. might. I might. I am changing.
So you
games.
Feel you've had an interesting life and you want to put it on paper,
yeah.
which is cool.
It's,
yeah.
I mean, I've got some.
I bet
really
you that'd be
fucking
cool
crazy
book.
Stories.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm writing.
Well, what is the time frame for that?
You know, I started writing it and I've had a couple chapters done already. It just kind of flows. It's because it's true and it's so right. funny. And I'm looking back and I'm like, oh my God, that's really happened. Because people are going to read this and be like, who the hell is this person?
Yeah.
What the hell did she get herself into? And it's actually really funny. So I keep changing my mind on how I want to do it. So that's the reason it's taking a little bit longer.
Right. Yeah.
So
I know it's not simple writing a book, you know, especially a first one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a matter of how I want to structure it. And like I said, I want to make sure that people are protected that I know and care about still. So.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe you'll become a best-selling author.
Never know.
In addition to all the other stuff
I know.
You do.
I know. Gosh, my life's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. My life is so crazy right now. I have so much going on.
Yeah, that's true. Do you still do Extends commercials or is that over?
No, that actually was over last year.
Okay.
So I'm not doing anything unless they call me randomly out of the blue.
Yeah.
I am not doing anything.
But do they still make new ones, you think?
They just started a new one recently. Mm-hmm. With, I forget her name, some YouTube sensation girl, with Kevin, who was in here. So
right.
they're doing a new one. I've heard. I haven't seen it yet. But
yeah.
I've heard they shot it. So.
Okay, well, you've had a nice run with them.
It's
you know.
8 years. Yeah.
Wow.
So I know. It's been a long time.
I know. You can kind of go back to the early ones and see how you've matured and everything.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I want to do that shit. You know? Like,
yeah.
God, I can't even believe I remember when I first went out for it. It's like, he's like, you're going to get really known from this. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And it's everywhere. I'm like, shit, people like recognize me all the time. From out of all the things I've done, it's from that.
Yeah.
Well, not just that. I mean, now it's other things, but God,
yeah.
I remember just being like, oh my God, really?
Yeah. Sometimes you get lucky, you know, and you get a role like this that actually mm-hmm. opens up doors for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's
yeah.
true. But I got a new phone. How about that?
You got a new phone.
I'm really
a
excited.
White Android. Is that the Galaxy? The
it's the Galaxy
Samsung?
S2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have connections.
No, and okay. So is this like a brand new one or is it somebody else's phone?
Oh no, it's brand new. It's brand new.
I
go through the PR company. A very good friend of mine is awesome to me and helps me out
yeah.
with that. Yeah.
Wow.
So PR
it amazes
company.
Me how you get all these things, you know. But it's cool. You know. You know.
Yeah.
How to take advantage of what you have, you know?
Yeah, I guess
You've developed a package and you know how to...
Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
This package. No, I'm kidding. Anyway. No. Actually, yesterday was a good day because I was so excited. It was like my free day. Like, I got free tires because my dad shipped me tires in the mail.
So you finally got them?
Yeah, I finally got them. Mm-hmm. And so I got 4 tires yesterday. And then I got my phone yesterday. And then I was driving. It was actually cool. I was driving back from getting the phone, going to where I have a mailbox, going to the mailbox where I was picking up my tires. And I'm driving by and there's free gas. Like, I'm no joke.
Really? Gas station?
Yes. Comedy Central yesterday sponsored free gas. For a new show called Kevin Peel or whatever. Maybe we could get them on the show. For this new show that's coming out on Comedy Central, they want to get everyone's attention and learn about the show, which was brilliant. What a great way to market. Because it's like you have this it says free gas and, you know, sponsored by Comedy Central and Kevin Peel, the new show that's starting soon. And I'm driving by and I'm like, what's this? Free gas. And I see people lining up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to butt in line. So I went around the corner. I did a U-turn at like this light in the middle of the intersection and butted in. People were pissed, but I'm like, I don't care. I'm not being stupid and waiting. You know, you snooze, you lose. So I got in line and I only
you
had,
have no problem with
I don't
that,
care.
Huh?
I only had to wait 40 minutes. I was having a good day. It was
yeah.
a good day. That's not my fault. I did a U-turn in the middle. Like,
it's true. It's not your fault.
No.
The car just turned around.
I actually played dumb too. I was like, oh, wait, I got to turn here. Oh, wait, no, I screwed up. Sorry. Wrong. And meanwhile, I'm like.
That's true, yeah. And then
dumb.
They get pissed for a second, and then it's over.
And it's
over.
I mean, we're getting in line for free gas, so
yeah.
Come on. I only had to wait like 40, 45 minutes to get it, so that's cool. And I was
wow,
on complete...
that's pretty cool that you were patient. I
yeah.
would not have waited.
Well, I was playing with my new phone, so I didn't care. I was programming it and downloading things. And I was like, this is great timing. This is perfect. I had it charged anyway. So, and I was on... I was like way below empty. I actually was going to... I was laughing because I was like, oh my God, watch my car stall out in line. Mm-hmm. And I have to go up with like, I'll be that girl that's going up with the gas can. I totally would. They were filming it all too for Comedy Central. I'm like, I would be that girl that walks up and it's like, oh yeah, my car stalled out in line. So... I'm just going to get a gas can. That would be really funny. I was actually hoping that would happen. And then it didn't. I'm like, all right, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah.
There's a phone call. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Sam? How's it going, Brigetta?
Hi.
Jesse. Oh, it's our friend Jesse. How are you, Jesse?
Your good friend Jesse calling in to say what's up.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
It's going good for us. What do you want to talk about this morning?
Actually, I was just going to say, did you guys hear about Don Cornelius?
Yes.
No.
Do you know who he is?
No.
No, you're too young for that.
You know, do you know who Don Cornelius?
No, it sounds like a tequila, though. I drink it.
In the 70s, they used to have a music show, a dance show called Soul Train.
Oh, I know Soul Train.
Yeah, and he was the founder of it.
I don't know that shit, but I used to watch Soul Train. Yeah. Tell me that. Tell me Soul Train, and then I'll know what you're talking about.
No, you know. So apparently he was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard this morning. I saw it on, I saw it online first, and then I saw it right now. They were talking about it on the TV.
So
but,
he's got to be like,
wow,
what?
That's shocking.
Is he like, what, 80? Is he like really old? Maybe?
He was pretty old.
I don't know.
Old,
he's probably,
he?
What, in his 70s,
okay,
Sam?
So I hate to say it, but
he
like,
was 75.
Maybe he was suffering from major health issues and health stuff, and, you know, like he didn't know. I mean, there's no reason that you should do that. I'm not condoning it at all. Please don't take that the wrong way. But maybe, I'm just looking at it on that way, maybe he was suffering from a lot of health issues that we don't know about, and he just couldn't take it anymore. We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
They're saying, you know, somebody says last time I saw him, he was pretty sick. He had lost
See?
A lot
oh, really?
Of weight.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's dropped out of the scene for quite a long time. I haven't seen him in years either. So.
Yeah, I think
kind of like, you know, the Dick Clark thing. You know how Dick Clark kind of dropped out of the scene after he had that stroke or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
See? So he was probably just sick.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it.
This happened at the same time that American Bandstand was on with
Dick. Yeah, it was at the same time, 70s. I remember watching it as a kid in the 80s.
Yeah.
And see, I watched Soul Train. American Bandstand, I have heard of it, but I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. It's also people dancing, you know, to music.
I watched Soul Train. That was great.
Yeah.
I was all about
Soul
that.
Train. I remember watching it, too.
Yeah. You know who else died, actually?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know who else died this morning? I saw it, too. It came in earlier. It was, and I that's awful, is Nick Carter's little sister, Leslie Carter. She died at, she's 25, and they found her dead, and they're not saying why yet. Or what.
Oh, really? I didn't even hear about that.
That just came out this morning, yeah. And she's beautiful. She's a singer as well, and I've actually met her a couple times. So that's just, I have no, just kind of a shock, but wow. So...
Yeah.
Oh, that's tragic. I didn't hear about that either.
Mm-hmm. Wow, check out this headline. Paula Abdul is leaving the X Factor.
Oh, yeah, that came out yesterday. You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about
that. They clean house over there. They fired everybody except for the black guy. What's his name? L.A. Reid.
Right.
Why?
So
I don't know.
So the two women were gone.
Who's the other woman?
The other woman is, let's see what her name
is. The one from the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger. Yeah.
See, I don't watch that show, so I don't know. I mean,
I never watched it either, but I just saw it yesterday. They were talking that they fired everybody except for that L.A. Reid.
Right. I do have to say they have a big competition to live up to, like American Idol, and like, you know, I don't watch it, but I would watch it just because look at who's on it now, just because of who's on it.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. I just want to watch those judges.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, so bring on a legend like them, and you know, there you go.
Yeah.
They were saying something about maybe Mariah Carey joining. Being one of the new judges or something, I don't know. That's what they were talking about.
I don't like her, but okay.
I don't either. I think she would be terrible. Yeah. I think it would turn a lot of people off, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Might bring in the ratings, who knows?
Yeah. Okay, Jesse, we got to let you go because our guest is calling. So take care, man.
I'm sorry, I just called in to check in and say what's up. So.
No, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, don't apologize. It's fine.
It's totally good. We like it.
Okay.
All right, man. You guys have a good day.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, let's see. I'm sure this is our guest here. Hold on a second. What happened?
All righty.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. It's Rick Lenz here. How are you?
Yes, Rick. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm I'm fine, thank you. I was just listening to your show yesterday, and I tuned in right about when you were talking, when you were playing Camel Toe.
Oh, you came in at the wrong time.
Yeah, you came in at the wrong time. That was kind of funny.
I was trying to get a feeling of you know, what goes on.
Oh, geez.
We will treat you with respect.
We
no
will. And, you know, and I have to say is every show is different. It kind of goes with, like, I don't know, the mood of the day or the guest, kind of where they lead it to. It's, yeah,
gotcha.
It's always that.
I understand.
Right. Rick, so you're here in L.A., right? And you call
yes,
from
I am.
Here.
Yes, I am. I've been in for some time now. In fact, most of my life.
Really? Wow. Where are you originally from? Back east?
Well, I came from Michigan, and then I spent 10 years in New York being an actor or being a night clerk and being an actor and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And then I got a chance to come out here and I grabbed it because I loved it out here.
Yeah, it is pretty cool here.
Copy that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's usually the case. You know, many people go to New York to start with acting, then they end up here.
I did that.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Do you miss New York?
I do miss New York a lot. I think the vibe is just different there.
It really is.
Yeah. I mean, I love it here. I've been here for 10 years. But I do miss the fast-paced version. I love the city. I don't know, there's just so much culture there, I feel like, too. I really do miss it. It's different, but I love it.
It is different, and a lot of people do like New York. I love it, especially during the holidays.
Yeah, plus my family's there, too, my family, so, you know.
Oh, that's nice. I find that just as I go back, and I do go back once in a while, that it's harder and harder to live there. I mean, you know, when I worked back there still, you know, in the last few years, it just, you know, as you get older, it gets a little bit, you know, because it's just so much effort to haul your groceries home and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
You don't have a car like we do here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Rick, you're an actor, and you've been acting here for a while now.
He's been in a ton of stuff.
Yeah, in a ton of stuff. Tell us of some of the things you've done.
Well, I came out to do a Broadway show called Cactus Flower a long, long time ago, and I came out to do a pilot, and then I got that pilot, but that didn't go, so I did some Green Acres for a while, and then I got the movie version of the play I was doing in New York, which was the Cactus Flower set, and that just turned my head and made me want to be here because it was cold and gray and slushy back in New York where I'd been, and it was just so beautiful here. And they put me in the Chateau Marmont when I first came out.
Oh, love that place.
So cool, yeah. And so, you know, I couldn't go back.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. It is pretty cool here, especially the weather. So, Rick, you wrote you have a book coming out, and
yes, I do.
It's due when? This month, right?
I think the 15th of February.
February, right?
Yeah, this month, right?
Great.
Yeah. So the book is North of Hollywood, and obviously very relevant. And so tell us a little bit about this. How did the book come about?
Well, it was, you know, it's just, I'd been a writer most of my life, you know, kind of between gigs, because it's one of those things that, you know, that a lot of actors do to find some version of or another to keep from going crazy between jobs. And so I was always a writer. I'd do plays and stuff. And I began to write short pieces, and then I kind of saved them. And then about 3 years ago, I started to, you know, kind of put stuff in order, and I don't know what made me do it. There was a lot of I came from an addictive sort of family, so I had, you know, lots of stuff like that to write about, and so it was a combination of a whole bunch of things, and it was cathartic. It was great fun to write, and it's great fun to have it behind me now.
Yeah. So what are some of the topics you discuss in the book?
Well, you know, I talk about, you know, stuff that my, you know, my father was a doctor, and he was a wonderful man and a wonderful doctor, but my mother had problems, and so there was some dealing with those problems with, you know, pain relieving medication, and that got to be a problem, and you know that story, and so that story is kind of, you know, been in and run through various ones of my family, here and there. So that's part of the story. And other parts of the story have to do with, I think a lot of funny moments with actors out here or, wherever in New York and so on.
Right.
And so it's kind of a mix of kind of light and dark and I think funny and maybe not always so funny.
Yeah. So you have a funny side to it and a serious side to it. And
yeah,
that's what I was reading here. Now, you've met quite a few stars that you worked with.
Yeah.
It says Al Pacino and Lucille Ball and Gwyneth Paltrow. And
I want to hear about Lucille Ball. She's my favorite. I love her.
Really?
Oh, that was a very brief one, and I must say that the Gwyneth Paltrow mentioned in the book was that I was at her mother's house one time, and she pointed at her daughter, who was then little, across the lawn and said, "That's my daughter Gwyneth." So that's my whole relationship with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really? Well, okay. So at least you were in the same room with her.
Yeah. When I first got out here, I was cast, as the son of Jackie Gleason and Maureen O'Hara, and I got to play opposite Ingrid Bergman in the stage version of CAC. So I got to, act with a lot of that really older generation, really older by your standards, you guys. It wasn't that much older, but, it was older than me, too.
Right. Now, I'm reading here also about some difficult time you've had with your daughter and your sister.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That kind of affected your life quite a bit.
Yeah, it did during the time I was writing this, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My daughter was a singer, a wonderful singer, and she had a band called Swamp Boogie Queen, and they kind of, for all that combination of reasons, they ran down. They had a contract, and they toured the country and stuff. And then finally, my daughter had to deal with some of the problems kind of associated with what I was talking about before, mm-hmm. and my sister also had an illness that was a. Really serious, and which she dealt with
right.
courageously, and she's fine now. She's just fine now. So there are lots of parts of the book that have a kind of a happy ending, a very happy ending,
right.
including my daughter who is just doing wonderfully.
Amazing, aww. Amazing. So
yeah.
Do you have anything in the works these days?
Well, yes, I have. I'm also a painter, so I have it's ricklandsart.com. There's
great.
You can see my paintings, and I'm working on another book that I hope will be out next year.
Great.
But I don't have a lot to talk about specifically about that yet because I don't even know what I'm going to call it yet.
Yeah.
I'm actually like just getting started into writing my own book and stuff. I mean, and I find
right.
like some things are so easily to write and some aren't. I mean, do you go through periods where you have to just, are you a person where you just sit and you write and write and write until it's done? Or do you just kind of like you write when you feel inspired or feel like it? Like, are you
more like the latter? I mean, I try to write through, all the good times or all the easy times and the hard times, but I can't write, when I can't write.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. I just can't do it.
So
I walk away and do whatever it is I do when I walk away.
I'm on your site right now, your art site. I love it. It's so cute. You've got really cute stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I like the woman one where she's laying down on her, and she's like, and it says, there was something about this one that caught his eye. Her ass is up in the air. It's cute.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fun doing those.
These are cute.
There's nothing I can say about them except they just come out, and I'm grateful. I was told like a lot of us when you're a kid, I think I heard you say, Brigitta, yesterday that you always no meant yes to you, and
yes.
I think it's a wonderful thing because people are always telling you, well, you can't do that, and you can more often than not, you can.
Right.
It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's true. That's
no,
very
right.
true. Yeah. So, how long have you been doing the art thing?
I began as a civic theater director. I graduated, you know, with theater major after I fainted while my father, who was a doctor, was, and I was going to be a doctor too. He was doing a medical procedure, and I just passed out, and so I decided I shouldn't be a doctor because, you know, you wouldn't want to be operated on by somebody who was unconscious. So I went into theater, and then one of the things I studied was set design, and I had a feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started, you know, drawing and doodling then, and now I do it, you know, I just started doing it more and more, and my wife is just wonderfully supportive in anything that I want to try.
Great.
And she said, do more of that, and I did, so.
That's great. I feel like when you're creative in one area, you're usually creative in them all, so you might as well, do everything, you know, so.
Yeah.
Awesome for you.
Yeah, I guess you figured out early enough that you were not meant for an office job.
Yeah.
It really made me crazy.
Same here. What sign are you? Just curious.
The Scorpio.
Oh. Ooh.
I don't know why it is people always do give that reaction when you say that. Why is that?
I don't know. You need to learn astrology to know that, I guess.
It's because you guys are very passionate about anything, but you guys are also very artsy as well. But when you're bitten by a Scorpio, watch out.
Well, I won't bite you, I promise.
It's okay.
Okay, well, this is Rick Lenz. The book is North of Hollywood. Do you want to give out your website so people can go and check it out?
Sure. It's ricklenzauthor.com, and it's the book just became available for pre-ordering on Amazon, and I guess that's it.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Yeah, everybody go out, get North of Hollywood. It's due out February 15th.
Yes.
Rick Lenz. Rick, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank
you. It's my treat.
Very
entertaining. Thank you so much for having me.
And absolutely.
All the best with the book.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And everything else. And the art. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Best of you.
Bye-bye.
All right, take
care. Bye-bye. Aw, he's really sweet.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, I admire people that write books, you know, because...
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy writing. I write well, but I don't have the patience to
just sit there and do it.
To believe that I'm actually going to finish it.
Yeah, you know? I know. I hear you. I'm queen
with the book, it's
starting
tough.
Everything, but yeah.
Yeah.
So I just got this message someone just sent me. It's actually really funny. I was like laughing. It's on like an iPhone, and it's like it says, "Mom should not text." And so here it goes. The kid writes to his mom, "Got an A in chem," and then the mom writes back, "WTF? Well done." You know what WTF usually stands for?
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? Mom, what do you think WTH means? Well, that's fantastic. That's cute. What the fuck? Well done. I thought it was really cute.
Man, that's
funny.
I
just came through. A friend sent it to me, so I was like, oh, that's funny.
Because
my mom would totally do that. She'd be like, oh, that's what that means? I don't know. Anyway.
I know. Parents are just like so not into technology, you know?
Yeah, I mean, my parents text all the time, thank goodness, which is great, because sometimes you want to talk on the phone, but most of the time, I am not a talker on the phone. I don't like talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. I don't, which is weird, I know.
I'm not like that. I mean, I'm like that, too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't enjoy it very much, so it's better to have the face-to-face, you know?
Yeah, I'm way more of a face-to-face person, too. It's even interesting, because it's like, also... you know, back in the day when you're younger and you're like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to talk to someone or this and that. And I used to talk on the phone for hours.
Mm.
And I think I just wore myself out. Like, even back, like, I talked to my girlfriends all the time. But I always wanted them to just come over. But, I remember used to talking to, like, guys I liked back in the day. And I would just become, like, kind of shy on the phone. Like, I don't know what it was. It's really funny. And even now it's like, okay, I talk on the phone if I have to. Like, to people I haven't talked to in forever. But otherwise, I'd rather you just come over. You know, it's just, I don't know. I just don't really talk on the phone that much.
Yeah, that depends.
Like,
and, you know, with me, it started way back when I was a telephone operator.
You were?
Yeah, like
Shut
in my
up.
Teens, you know, I was like 18, 19 years old.
See,
you know?
I learned something new about you all the time. Right?
Yeah.
Randomly.
And so I got tired of talking on the phone, too, because that's all we did all day.
Yeah.
You know? And so I kind of got tired of it, but I enjoyed that job because we were like three guys and 400 women, you know.
Oh, I bet you did.
So there was a lot of attention thrown our way. And,
I'm sure.
And I enjoyed it. I should probably write a book just on that period of my life.
I wonder what stories you could come up with or you could tell me. I mean, really. You're laughing, but I want to know.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Now you don't remember.
No, I do. I do.
I know you do.
But every time, because you could see the training classes, you know, they would like be there. So every time there's like a new hot chick coming in, you know, we would like all kind of spot her. And, you know, and she didn't even know what hit her, you know. So, but I met some great women there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting job, you know, but after a while, you got tired of it. You know, today there's no telephone operators, you know.
So this is like an actual switchboard.
When you dial the zero.
Oh, my God.
That's what we were.
I would just mess
know?
With people. I would get in trouble. I would be like...
Yeah, you would. Because they listen in on
talk.
You.
Well, I would just be like... 1-800-SEX-TALK. And they'd be like, what? And I would just fuck with people. I would just it would be hilarious.
Yeah, they
like
would.
Every day would be a new thing, and I would just change it. And they'd be like, who did I call? What? Huh? What? They connected me with the wrong person.
Yeah.
Operator.
Sounds what? Good, but you wouldn't last 5 minutes.
No, but just
that.
To do, I mean, just to say that I did it would be hilarious.
I know.
I just want to fuck with people.
Yeah.
It'd be so fun.
Yeah. And it was interesting because... At the time when if you were in a hotel, you had to go through the operator mm-hmm. to dial.
Right.
So all these people, all these characters
I've
from
done
hotels
that.
And stuff, yeah.
I mean, well, I used to manage a hotel. So this is like a couple of years ago. I don't even remember. I was like 21, I guess. Like
really?
20?
And
yeah,
you 21. Were managing a hotel?
Yeah. Wow. Well, it was like front desk stuff. So it wasn't like the whole entire hotel. I wasn't like GM or anything like that. Just like little shifts here and there. But and then I remember like people would call through and I worked there for a year and a half. Pretty funny. People would call down and I would mess with them occasionally. And then I was like, when I was just on my regular shit, like before I did a lot, before I had responsibility, I would do that. It was funny. Or the reservations line. I worked in the reservations line sometimes. I would do that then too. It was
yeah.
And we would get bored. So like the manager there would just be like, oh, Bridgetta, really?
Yeah.
Like, what? It's funny. They'll call back.
I know. And, you know, when you get on the phone, some people just can't get off the phone, you know, and you don't know how to get out of it. You know, it's like, okay, enough. We talked 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Yeah. Like my sister's like that. And I have like a couple friends that are like that. And I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. No, really. I'm hanging up. Like I'm counting to three. And if you're still talking, that's not my fucking problem. 3, 2, 1. Bye. I love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye. Click. So I said everything. I said goodbye.
Yeah.
You know? And I used to get like, what, you know, what's funny too is whenever you're in an argument with someone, like I remember like a good friend of mine now who was my ex, but like we were dating years ago and he would be like, I'm not done talking. I'm like, well, I'm done talking to you. Like, I don't want to have a conversation because the more and more we're going to argue on the phone, like the worse it's going to get. So I just want to hang up before things are said that shouldn't be said.
Yeah.
Talk to me when you're calmed down or vice versa. And then we'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just how I am. I don't want to like argue. I just want to like, just.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you just got to like, you know, disconnect, you know, short, you know,
like leave me alone for like, you know, 15 minutes, maybe an hour. I don't know. I get over things quickly, but you have to leave me alone. Cause if you keep pestering me over and over and over again, I'm Italian,
beat you
dude.
Over the head with a hammer.
I am Sicilian. I am crazy. You know, like you're making me madder and madder, and my blood gets to that point where it's boiling.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna say. I can't filter it anymore.
Right.
You know, so I'm warning you. Please, I need to hang up now. Please, I need to walk away right now. You need to stop. You need to stop. All right, I'm going. Bye. Or like. Or it's just.
Did
literally...
your temper ever get you in trouble?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've done some crazy things. I mean, I've matured a lot. I was crazy. I was a crazy kid too. I really was. I mean, I just had like I had this temper on me. I didn't know how to control myself back in the day. And I remember my mother always saying, "If only you could, you know, you have so much energy. If only you could, you know, take that bad energy that you have when you're mad. You have so much energy. If only you could take it and put it towards positive."
Yeah.
And I never understood what she meant. I never got it until now. Like now, I'm like, oh. Oh, yeah, I get it. But, I mean, I was awful. I would just test the waters all the time. Like, I would just people. I hated authority. I still hate authority. I really do. But but I hated
well,
authority.
You're a free spirit.
I hated authority so much. Like I remember, like I was just bad in school, like really bad. Like so. It's actually really funny. I stole notes from the office. Like I was in trouble all the time. I had to go to Saturday school, so which was bullshit. And so I'm like, if I'm in detention or if I'm in Saturday school and you're sitting me in the office and you're not watching me, it's not my problem that I went through your desk. Oops. You know? And so I went through the secretary's desk and I found notes. I found like, you know, early dismissal notes and like late arrival notes, and I stole them, all of them, took them all. And I'm sitting there for like, and you're still not watching me. So I'm like, fuck it. I took her signature and the secretary's, and I learned it. I practiced over and over again to forge it. So what I did is I sold those early dismissals and late arrivals to people for like, I don't know, 20 bucks a thing, or eventually it wound up being more, you know, and I would sell them. And so what I did also was every Wednesday, my mother never worked, but she would volunteer at the news station. She would every Wednesday. So she wouldn't come home till later, and I had to be home early, and I'd have to like watch the kids at like 3:30. 3:30 they would come home, my little brother and sister. And so I knew if we had a lot late to early arrival, I'm sorry, late whatever it's called, leaving school early, whatever the hell it is. So I would sign out like 40 of my friends, and they would pay me like 20 bucks, and I would forge because I could write exactly like the secretary.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I practiced so much. I was like, I'm going to do something while I'm in here, make it worthwhile. So I did. It was so fucked up, but I sold them. And, so what they had to do is I even knew the codes. I stole the codes, like meaning like 03 was a doctor's appointment and 10 was, you know, court.
You
and,
really learned everything.
Oh, my God. I was just crazy. And so what I wound up doing is every Wednesday we had a party at my house. We would leave school around 11 a.m., but I would scatter the time so it wasn't obvious that 40 people were leaving all at once. And I would scatter the times, and people would arrive at my house, and we would get beer and booze and get wasted throughout the day and have a party and be crazy and just hang out, play cards, play pool. I have a pool table in my basement, and I would just have parties.
Yeah.
And at 3 o'clock, everyone would leave. We'd all pitch in and clean up, and then I'd have a half an hour before the kids came home before I had to watch them. And everything was clean. And I did it for like the whole senior year. It was insane. And eventually they were trying to figure out who stole them and who got caught. And no one's going to tell on me. And no one never ever told. But those were things that I did. And then I remember I came back to school one day. I like left and I came back for the last period because I had a test. And the teacher was like, I'm not accepting your note. And I'm like, well, I have it. It's signed by the secretary, so it's valid. And she's like, well, I don't care. You're late. You can't take the test. You have to just sit in the back of the room. You can take the test at another time. And I'm like, then I'm leaving. She's like, no. I'm like, why am I going to sit in the class and watch everyone take a stupid test? No, you're not punishing me I'm absolutely not going to do that. And she was such a bitch. So I was like, fine. You really want me to sit here? I'm going to sit here, but I'm going to annoy the shit out of you and everyone else. So I sat in the back of the room and I played with the blinds. I actually tore the blinds down by accident. They like fell down, and we got in a huge fight. And long story short, I wound up leaving because she wouldn't let me go to the bathroom. So I was like, well, then I'll just pee right here. And
yeah,
I wasn't gonna pee right there, but she was scared that I would. So I left, and she had a really big nose, and I can't help it that her nose walked into the door as I slammed it, and it broke her nose.
Really?
And she tried to get me for breaking her nose, and so I got suspended. But then we fought it and I won because I'm like, it's not my fault that you ran into a door. That's
right.
Not my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, I slammed it, but you ran into it. Anyway, I was a brat, so I'm done talking.
Yeah.
I took it. I'm hyper this morning. Can you tell? I had a lot of caffeine.
No. I'm just wondering what your parents said to themselves after they realized what they had.
My parents backed me up because, I mean.
No, with you in general. You know, I mean, you're like out of control.
I was so out of control back in the day. But I mean, like, I went to a private school, like, for most of my life. And it was, like, uniform, no nail polish, like, very strict, strict Catholic school.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I threw a temper tantrum about going to public school. I wanted to feel normal. So they let me go to public school, even though I had scholarships to go to private school. And they let me go to public school, and it's like, I have all these, there's no rules. I can do anything I want. Okay. And it just became this whole new thing. And when I was in private school, it was the same 30 kids that I've known for 8 years of my life, because there's only one class for each grade. So it was like the same people moved up the next year,
Right, right.
And now I'm with like 400 kids, and I'm like, well, now I'm really, I want to be center of attention. I don't know anyone, and I want to know everyone.
Right.
So I became like the party girl, and like everyone knew me, and crazy Bridgetta, and I mean, not much has changed. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not like that anymore. I mean, I just, I obviously, I've calmed down in my years. But I also, it's like when I have a child, I'm just, I feel bad. And then I'm going to let them think they get away with it. And then I'm going to just stand there and be like, really? Really? Been there. But I'm just there. I'm going to know every trick in the book because I've done everything you can think of.
Yeah, that's true.
I never did drugs or anything. I wasn't into that at all. Like, I
that's
wasn't.
Good. You're lucky in that way.
Yeah. You know? No, I was just mischievous. It was always in good fun. I always meant to be funny.
Right.
Like, I always like to be like, I stole the picnic tables from the school one time.
Uh-huh.
They were chained. And I went and got chain cutters and stole them all just to be funny. And I moved them. They were there. I mean, I didn't take them. I like moved them.
Right.
But it was funny. People were like, where the fuck are they? Like, the principal's like, somebody moved them. I moved them on the field.
Yeah.
You know,
so you were a prankster too.
I was. I was a big prank. That was the thing. I was a prankster.
Right.
Yeah, I
don't know what it is with you, man. But
you didn't do anything like that?
I'm sure you were a handful for your parents.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't. I was a pretty straight kid.
Really?
I didn't get into a lot of trouble.
I was a good student.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. Like, I was a good student, and I just got away with a lot.
Yeah. I just can't believe, I still can't forget this, that when I was in second grade, I try to fake a note for my mom. And I'm like thinking, you know, did I really think in second grade?
That's pretty funny.
It is, you
did
know.
Did you even spell right?
So, I don't know. Maybe I did. But, I mean, the handwriting, for crying
that
out loud.
That is,
you know,
hilarious.
Sure.
Did you even know cursive back then? I don't even know.
No, well, that was in Hebrew at the time. So, I didn't have to worry
about it. Okay, there you go. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. But, no, so they called my mom and they weren't happy.
That's pretty funny. Second grade. That's kind of awesome. Yeah.
So I already knew that I'm going to try and manipulate everybody around me, you know. But, no, it didn't turn out that way. I was a pretty straight kid, you know. I mean, we did some mischievous things, but for the most part, I never did anything to hurt other people, you know.
I didn't either.
Like, yeah.
I didn't either. It was never about hurting anyone. No, it was always good fun. It was always silly pranks.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I mean, we would pull pranks, you know, with the kids in the neighborhood and stuff. That was fun, you know.
Yeah. I remember one time this these old couple, they were just so mean. And our bus stop was like on their, like on the corner of where they are, which is public property. And they used to yell at all the little kids, because I used to have like a babysitter's club too. Like, I love kids. So it's the only time I was tame was when I was watching other kids.
Yeah.
And they used to yell at all the kids, and the kids would be like, for like, I don't know, stepping a foot on their grass or something. It was just ridiculous. So I remember, I'm going to get them back. And they were so mean to the kids. So Halloween, I decided to take a couple of the kids that I knew that I babysat for. And I took paint, and I put things on the bottom of each kid's foot, and they walked in different color paint all over their lawn.
Yeah.
And then washed the kids off, and then brought them all back. And my parents were like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you did that." And like, they're like, "Well, it's kind of funny." And they were pissed. They were like, "I'm like, how do you like it now? You don't like kids walking all over your lawn, but now you've got paint, like orange paint, yellow paint, like." Oh, yeah, it was pretty funny. They had paint all over the lawn. I had the kids. I was like, run around, run around. They were like, okay, it's funny. I'm like, it is. Like, we're going to play a game.
You were kind of a liability for your parents.
So you didn't like it, mow the lawn. You know what I mean? It was a joke. Yeah. But it's like, you can mow your lawn and the paint goes away. Hello.
That's true,
you know?
Yeah.
So it was innocent, but it was funny.
Yeah, you've caused more trouble than an average boy, I think. You know?
Oh, I was... I'm so much like a dude in so many ways. Well, that's the thing. It was all in good fun. Like, it's always funny. Like, you have to admit, that's funny.
Yeah,
you know?
Is funny.
And they got really mad, and they had a feeling it was me, and they weren't there when I did it. Obviously, I'm smart. But I was always creative with how I did things. You know? I thought it was hilarious. It is hilarious. And if my kid did it, I'd be like... It's kind of funny. Can't really punish you because it's funny.
Yeah.
And I've done there. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever play doctor when you were a kid?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
Oh, yes, I did.
I know.
I'm still best friends with that. Well, like, best friends.
Really?
With, yeah, the person I played doctor with. I think I was like, God, we were young, too. We were probably like 5 or 6.
Yeah, four or five.
Yeah. My friend Morgan. Morgan, if you're listening, I saw your pee-pee when you were 5.
Yeah. I know. I used to seduce all the girls in the neighborhood, man.
I bet you
and
did.
Then we moved, and I did it with the new girls.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, like you said, you're 4, 5, 6 years old. You know, you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Know.
Just know you're fucking horny as hell. You don't know what it is.
You have no idea.
Curious.
They're like, what is that? What is that thing that hangs from guys?
Yeah.
I didn't understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to get in trouble.
Or what's that thing that's hidden? between a girl's legs.
Like, what's up in there?
It's like so mysterious, and I need to explore, you know?
Yeah. You're like, open up. Oh, my
God.
And
then I guess it stays with you forever.
Well, then you get the doctor kits when you're little, too. You know what I mean? So you're like, I guess I'll just use. I mean, we didn't know what we were doing. We're like, let's play doctor. Okay, yeah. We play doctor. And we're like exploring everything. And we had no idea what we're doing. And the great thing is he's still one of my best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, Morgan.
Yeah, why not?
And then it's funny because then we wound up like kind of, we've been best friends forever. And I think we were like, I don't even know how old we were, our 20s, early 20s or late teens. And we're like, let's play doctor. Remember the time we played doctor when we were five? Let's play doctor for real.
Yeah.
And then it turns into this whole other thing. And you're like, oh, yeah. Anyway.
Now, you know, I've been wondering about this, like if... I mean, obviously, kids play with each other. It's not a big deal and stuff. Mm-hmm. But what if it's like a kid that's a little older? Let's say you have a, I don't know, 12-year-old kid, mm-hmm. and they kind of like, you know, play doctor with a 6-year-old or something. Would that, you know, I mean, would that be considered a crime or something? Or what do you think? I mean, is there like a cutoff age? Because I know 18,
yeah.
but what about people that are younger? You know,
they're still young. I don't
know. Yeah, like if you have kids that are like 16, 17, and they have sex, you know? I mean, what does the law say about this?
I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't mean, the thing is, like, when you're 12, you know right and wrong, and you know that kind of thing, so I don't really know. But if, like, if you're, then again, if you're, like, 8 or 9, you know. But then again, I don't know. It's like, you would get, I would think maybe if you were, like, 6 and 8, or, you know what's weird?
Right.
Actually, what's weird is the fact that you say 12 and 6 is a big age gap.
Right.
So for me, that's just, that's crazy.
Right.
But I guess... what if he was only 2 years apart? Then I'd be like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
well, if they're, yeah, if they're a couple years apart, yeah,
then it's not a big deal.
So that's what I'm saying. But
I don't know.
But you know, what happens like if you're 17, you have a 17-year-old girl, is that statutory rape? I don't think so. I think you have to be older than 18 and have sex with someone younger.
Okay, here's what I think is fucked up. Because I remember when I was 16, I always dated like a year or two older than me. And I remember like thinking like that was a big deal back then. And people were like, oh my gosh, you guys are 16 and you're 18, but we've been dating for 2 years. So like what you can't, you know, it's just, I don't know how I feel about that. It's like, if you've been dating for a while, then it shouldn't matter. Like it's retarded can't all of a sudden be like, oh, he raped me. But if you've been having sex before that, before he was 18, then that's bullshit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because they figured that under 18, you can't really give consent. You
well,
know,
you're
but,
an adult when you're 18,
right.
True. And if you're over 18 and you're seeing someone who's younger, then you better
watch that's
out.
A problem. I'm just wondering about when they both are under 18.
Oh, when you're both when you're both under 18.
I think they
kind of get
away with it. I mean, that's all teenagers do that, so
right.
I can't
and
imagine they're all breaking laws.
And especially when you're like, you become really horny when you're like, I don't know, like 10, 12, 11, 12. That's when like girls start getting their periods and guys like, I don't know, when do you guys get your first, like, when do you have your wet
semen?
Dream? Yeah.
I don't remember what age it was. I really don't.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. I can't remember what we're talking about. Let's go here. We just went in the toilet. We really did.
Yeah, wherever it takes us, you know. What
no, it's
say?
So true.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that people, when he was saying earlier, I was listening to your show. You can't. Every day's different.
Yeah.
Every day's
it
different.
It really is, yeah.
It really depends on, like, who the guest is, like, too, or like, what we're in the mood for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it really is every day different.
No, that's why it's cool. That's why people like to listen, you know.
I know. I have something in my eye, and it really hurts.
Really?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Oh.
Before we leave, I wanted to talk about the
what the hell?
The Facebook IPO.
What happened?
There's going to be an initial public offering of Facebook stock.
Really?
They're
going to
go public.
No way.
And they're saying they're going to be valued around $100 billion.
Wow.
$100 billion.
I just watched Social Network the other day, too.
Yeah, did you like it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I've seen it before, but I watched
it
again the other day. And every time you watch it, I pick up more and more.
Really?
In a way, like, because you forget there's so much information and so many things going on, but I pick up other little tidbits. And I started Googling the real people, what they look like to the characters, and they really do look alike.
Yeah, that's true. What I didn't like about the movie, especially like the first half hour of it, there was so much noise all the time, like loud music, and you know, they were in the bar and wherever they were, and you couldn't really hear what the hell they were saying, you know.
Really?
And I never noticed things like that, but you know, it
I
was
didn't
so
find that.
Yeah, it was so prominent that I couldn't ignore it, you know. It's just like I couldn't hear what the hell they were saying.
See, I didn't notice that. I liked the music, so I was like, this is cool. This is cool. I actually, like, got the soundtrack. I did.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sure the music is cool when it's not in the background.
Right.
You know, drowning out the voices of the people. But
do you have stocks and things?
No, I don't. I used to. I had some Google and Apple stock, and if I'd held on to it, it'd be worth a lot more. Mm. But Apple is worth $400 billion, so Facebook's still worth less than they are, but it's still amazing.
Crazy.
I mean, yeah, it really is. You know, with what is it? The latest count is like 800 million users or something, you know?
I mean, just to think, like, this little idea came about literally, you know, and to watch a movie, how it came about, literally just, you know, an idea in a school at Harvard. And,
right.
you know, these programmers took it to a whole new, I mean, it's just like, holy shit, this is how it started. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think of what it is now.
I know. Anyway. There's still a lot to talk about, but we are out of time.
All right.
So,
well, tomorrow we have celebrity tattoo artist Niz Carrillo in studio, and he's done a lot of my tattoos and a lot of celebrity tattoos and such, and he's got some stories. So.
Really? Well, yeah. We'll see if he can talk me into one because.
Oh, this will be fun.
I'm not having one.
Why don't we do it on air?
I'm not getting any tattoos. Don't get any ideas.
What if I were to do this one day? What if we were on air on the show and I had him come in and tattoo me while we're on air?
Yeah.
While we're talking.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll
Except
have
I don't see how it'll be interesting to the listeners.
But. Well, I'll be like, oh my god, ah! Oh my god, ah! Oh my god! We'll have our conversation like a normal show. I'll just be doing it.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
All right, Bridget. I have a great day. Everybody, thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.